yeah. No be small than that. Jay, just see no one, mama. Dear friend, Jay, he's a home. Six to boy, I can be your see. For me, he did the common. Let them want people go. I need you for good love for her. Now, the fry is our home.
United Nation, I want to ask a question. They say we are one nation. Deportation in one nation. Different religion in one nation. Different language in one nation. Our people are suffering in one nation. Non-payment of salary in one nation. Politicians in Doshin in one nation. No good road, no good water in one nation. Agune Wumu Biafra. Owuna Sumu Biafra. Eba Nwere everything. Nime Ana Biafra.
For me, he did the common. Let the one people go. I need you for good love for her. Now the fry is our home. For me, he did the common. Let the one people go. I need you for good love for her. Now the fry is our home. Home on Nigeria. Oh no no, hope I be Afra kai choro, kai choro. Yeah, the way una dey run things for this country, me and nobody. They run things for this country, me and nobody. Make una give us a Biafra. Make things come begin better. Make them mama them papa begin to leave. We want peace in a me country Nigeria. We want freedom in a me country Nigeria. We want Biafra in a me country Nigeria. Yeah. Omo guy say gara no pion. Chai obo dani gani mao. Yeah. Let them want people go. I need you for good love for her. Now the fry is our home. Is our home. Let them want people go. I need you for good love for her. Now the fry is our home.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans, all men and women of goodwill, all of us of freedom and justice from around the world. This is Radio Biafra live transmission on this day, the 16th of December 2015. This is the second segment we were earlier on covering the live event, live protests from Lagos and some parts of Biafra land. This is the second segment, and we are inviting you once again to come and be part and parcel of it as we join hands together to make this program a worldwide one. Before any advent, we will, as always, hand over the proceedings of this evening into the hands of God Almighty, the author and finisher of our lives, that we will, as always, be sure that He is with us. We ask you, God, to, of course, come down right now, because your people are gathering. We are gathering from east to west, from north to south, from the four corners of the earth on this planet, that your name will be glorified in our lives. We are asking you to come and take charge and control of every circumstances and situations we find ourselves, that you guide us, that you guide our thoughts, actions, and words, that everything we say and do will be according to your ordinance, that everything we, of course, say out to the world, to the world at large, will be according to how you want it. Put words into our mouths, put words into our mouths, that when we speak these words, we go forth and touch hearts and minds of men, and that they will begin to attune themselves to the gospel of Biafra Restoration Project. This is Radio Biafra live transmission, and we are asking you to impress it in the hands, hearts, and minds of men and women of good will and of conscience, that they will, of course, continue to propagate the good news of Biafra as we propagate it on this platform. For Biafra is freedom. That freedom is the truth that we are beholding today. That truth will, of course, lead us to collective self-emancipation, that in the end, our people, and all others who are still under shackles of occupation, shackles of all manner of injustice, shackles of servitude, shackles of slavery, in the contraption called Nigeria, will be free, that the enemies will be defeated. Father, as we pray, we are not forgetting our leader Nnamdi Kanu, your servant, whom you have allowed to be in the enemy camp. The time is ticking, and we all know that. Remember your promises that will never forget us, nor forsake us, and that anything we ask for in your name that you do for us. Father, we ask you to move in your mighty valor and fight against those who fight against us. Fight against those who fight against your servant Nnamdi Kanu. Destroy every obstacle, every weapon and plot formed and fashioned against him, both spiritually and physically, that the enemies will crumble, that their plans will dissipate, that in the end, freedom will be ours. Remember your promises when you tell us in Isaiah 41:10, not to fear not, for you are with us. You told us not to be dismayed, for you are our God. You told us that you will strengthen us and that you will help us. You told us that you will uphold us with your righteous hand. Now is the time and not tomorrow. We ask you, we present before you your promises to us, and we ask you to redeem yourself. For you are a God that never fails. For you are a God that keeps promises. You see in the secret and you see in the open. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the I am that I am, the Almighty God. Now is the time to prove to the world that your people, the people of Biafra, must be free. That freedom will bring peace upon the face of the earth, that freedom will bring all manner of goodness to all those who deserve it, including your people. As we pray, as we come together, may your name be glorified in our lives, and may the world at large see your blessings upon our lives and bless your name. And to this we say amen and amen. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, it's a live broadcast. My name is Uche Mefo. I am the deputy leader of Indigenous People of Biafra, and I am from Abatete. Abatete is in Idemili North, Biafra land. We are welcoming you, as always, to this all-important edition of the program. We are on the internet. We are on satellite platforms. We are on FM relay stations across Biafra land. We are also on shortwave. We are still running tests. We are still test running on our new shortwave frequency. The frequency is 11600 kilohertz on 25 meter band shortwave. 11600 kilohertz on 25 meter band shortwave. On the alternative, it is 11.6 megahertz on 25 meter band shortwave. You must have a transistor radio, and the radio must have shortwave band, and this is how and the only way you can get it. We are asking our people to also expand on this. Use the shortwave platform to listen to Radio Biafra, because we are running 3 hours every day. We are trying to cover the rest of Biafra land with FM relay stations, but where we cannot, we are asking you to use other alternative platforms like satellite and shortwave to listen to us. We welcome you, eminent Biafrans from around the world. We welcome you, all men and women of conscience and of goodwill, and all friends of Biafra, to this all-important edition of the program. The number to call when our lines are open remains +44 7405 964146 +44 7405 964146 On the alternative, and indeed for coordinators and other principal officers of state, this number is being called by other people, and I must tell you, I need to change it. The number is +44 7405 4477466391. I repeat, +44746663691. That's the number to call. And indeed, if you do, we will be able to pick your calls. There has been a lot of things going on, and we are going to delve into it one by one and at a time. There has been a number of people asking questions about the court process. What happened today in court? What happened today in court is that the magistrate court in Abuja, who says on 2, has discharged the leader of Indisciple Bobia Fernand De Kanu and absolved him of all the charges, because the Nigerian government, of course, led by DSS, has dropped all the charges. They also went to the High Court to get a higher charge placed on our leader Nnamdi Kanu, but that argument at the High Court has been made, and tomorrow is the day that the High Court will rule on the bail application. That is the situation, and we are asking our people in Abuja and environment to be part and parcel of this. It's not going to be business as usual, because we are moving relentlessly forward towards the quest for the restoration of Biafra. We are, of course, going to update you as time goes on. The protests across Biafra land continues. The protests across other parts of the contraption called Nigeria continues. The protests across the world continues until our leader, Nnamdi Kanu, returns to us, and to continue the work that God has set him to do, to preach the good news of Biafra and to lead the Biafran people to collective self-emancipation and freedom. This is Radio Biafra live transmission. Once again, welcome to this all-important edition of the program. We are going to read a number of news headlines, and after that, indeed, we're going to analysis. Nigeria loses status as Africa's top oil producer. We are telling you that Nigeria is undergoing a number of nemesis, not because it is just natural. It is because Nigeria has murdered blood, has murdered sleep. Nigeria is sitting on the blood of innocent Biafrans and the souls of millions of Biafran men, women, and children slaughtered in cold blood, wasted for nothing, are crying for vengeance. Because what goes up must come down, and nature abhors vacuum. And that is why Nigeria and Nigerians will continue to go from one calamity to the other as a result, as a consequence, until Nigeria collapses and dismembers, and from its ashes, the original owners of the land, the indigenous people, will emerge and take over what belongs to them, among whom are Biafrans, who are, of course, singled out already for extermination, for total destruction. And on this platform, we are saying that though they told us to die, though they wish us dead, though they have intimidated us, though they have blackmailed us, though they have killed a number of us, we will not die. We shall live. We must do something. We must make sure that we bequeath something for posterity, that our generation, that posterity, will judge us on a very sound footing, and that they will have something to look up to. That is what Nnamdi Kanu is doing. That is why what he is doing must be supported across board. It doesn't matter whom you are, as long as you are in Biafra land, as long as you have connection to Biafra land, as long as you are a friend of freedom, you must support this noble effort, because in the history of a people, so much disdained, so much boxed into corner, so much made to forget their identities, a group of people have arisen to say that enough is enough. That is what the IPOB, Indigenous People of Biafra all over the world, are doing. It is courage in adversity, It is fearlessness in misery. That is what we are doing here. And there is no intention to retreat. There is no intention to surrender. We are not contemplating prevarication. And this name Biafra must carry us into freedom, because we have done nothing wrong. We are morally, we are legally justified in what we are doing. And nobody born of flesh, no group of people born of flesh can defeat the argument on Biafra. Nobody can unravel the logic behind Biafra, because Biafra is not just an expression, it is an ideology, it is a spiritual journey. And more importantly, God Almighty Himself has instituted this project. And what goes up must come down. Biafrans have been singled out for total destruction. But the question remains, are we all going to be wiped out? God is in control. That is why we must stand up shoulder to shoulder to support one another. That this noble project will be seen to its logical conclusion. The road might be long, it might be convoluted, it might be tortuous, but in the end, we shall prevail. In the end, the spirit of Biafra will prevail, for nobody can quench the spirit of Biafra. Biafra remains a thorn in the conscience of humanity, and that is why anywhere you mention Biafra, people will always run away. Especially those whose hands are not clean, especially those who are guilty. They don't want to debate anything about Biafra, they don't want to hear it. That is why the Nigerian establishment will always want to crush anybody that says anything about Biafra or stand for Biafra. Because they have the capacity not to argue. They don't have the capacity for argument. They don't have capacity to reason. They only have capacity to muscle people down, to intimidate and to destroy. This time around, Biafra is a cause for which its time has come, and there's nothing anybody can do about it. If you do not want to join this noble family, if you are not part of us, then it is better you chicken out. There is no middle ground. We are Biafrans. We cannot answer Biafra today. Tomorrow we begin to say, oh, somehow there is a way to do it. And for that, we will abandon the name Biafra. We wouldn't do that because millions have died because of this name. Millions have paid the ultimate price, and they are still paying, that Biafra will be restored, that we will have our freedom. Without the ultimate sacrifice made by our gallant heroes and heroines, we wouldn't have been where we are today. That is why we will not abandon this, because the sacrifice they made must be reciprocated. We must reciprocate the sacrifice that they made. We must pay a price. We must stand in solidarity. We must stand and pay respect and give respect to them. We must pay homage to their memories, because this is one in a lifetime sacrifice made by a group of people who, of course, for all intent and purposes, are for the total emancipation and liberation of their own people. We cannot afford to fail. They did not fail us. They did not disappoint us. And so we must not disappoint them. The leader of indigenous people of Biafra and the Kanu is still in the enemy camp. He left everything he had, family, work, affluence, to stand in the gap for his own people. Now is the time to pay homage to what he has done. Now is the time to stand shoulder to shoulder with him and to continue to press for the total emancipation, total liberation of Biafra and Biafran people. On this platform, the journey has just begun. There is no negotiation. There is no discussion about anything until the leader of indigenous people of Biafra and the Kanu is unconditionally released, and all other Biafrans released from shackles of occupation, shackles of marginalization, shackles of
all manner of inhuman and degrading treatment, and across the secret cells in the contraption called Nigeria. There is no discussion. The person that will lead that discussion is the leader of Indigenous People of Biafra, Ahmed Kanu. Without him, there will be no peace, and the protest continues. It doesn't matter how long. People's anger is boiling, tension is building, and it may come to a time, and it is almost at the time when we would have exhausted all the legal and democratic processes and procedures in place. That time is now, and we are asking everybody to brace up, because times are different. And we are not here to play, we are not here to joke or to muck around. Biafra is a serious project, spiritual one indeed. We are asking you, of course, to go through your national and zonal coordinators to get the information as we get the protest. The protest continues. And we are going to give you more and more information as we get started. Protests in Lagos continues. Protests in Biafraland continues. Protests around the world continues. But you must get accurate information on the ground from the zonal coordinators. We have earlier said that Nigeria has lost its top oil producer status in Africa, as its crude oil production fell by 250,000 barrels per day last month. And we are saying that it is not by accident. This is nemesis. This is mark of a country, a contraption built for destruction. This is a mark of a country, a contraption that is a rogue entity governed by rogue elements, mark of a failed state. They are still propping Nigeria up. They are still rendering Nigeria is Nigeria's image. But there is nothing you can do about it, because the time for total collapse of the abominable entity put together by the British has come. Latest data from the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC, show that Nigeria lost its status to Angola. Ships and ports report that Nigeria recorded the biggest drop in output in November among its peers in OPEC, followed by Saudi Arabia, the group's biggest producer. According to OPEC's latest monthly oil market report, crude oil production from Nigeria at 1.607 million barrel per day in November, based on direct communication, down from 1.812 million barrel per day in October. Whether this is current or not, we are here demonstrating the fact that Nigeria is built for destruction. Nigeria is a rogue state, and those who are in charge of it are those who are stealing it dry, those who are looting the resources from Biafraland. Today, they are exposing themselves. I collected 100 million, I did not collect 200 million. I collected this, I didn't collect that. That is the mark of a people who are built for destruction. Nigeria is another Tower of Babel. There is confusing languages. There is confusion in the den of the evil one. And what you are seeing now is just the beginning, because a time shall come when you don't even have the opportunity to stand one place to do your businesses. Pro-Biafra protesters ground Lagos International Market over Kano.
pro-Biafra protesters on Wednesday grounded vehicular and commercial activities at the Alaba International Market, Ojo Local Government Area, Lagos, in a mega rally to call for the immediate and unconditional release of the Radio Biafra director and leader of Indigenous People of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu. In a statement yesterday, IPOB had disclosed that it will hold its rally along the Araba International Market axis, as well as visit several embassies and high commissions, the Amnesty International and the UN offices in Victoria Island and Ikoyi axis of Lagos to deliver protest letters. And we are by this commending the IPOB family members in Lagos for what they have done and what they are yet to do. We are not intending to abandon this quest until our leader Nnamdi Kanu is released. And from there, he will lead the way and tell us what next we are going to follow. It doesn't matter the level of intimidation. It doesn't matter how much ammo tanks they have at their disposal. It doesn't matter how much blackmail that they are embarking on against our people. The most important thing is that we will make our stance known. Our leader Nnamdi Kanu is being illegally detained. He is being tortured. He is being subjected to all manner of inhuman and degrading treatment. And this is not something we can take. And we are calling on the world powers, the communities around us, international human rights community, the international community at large, to stand up and be counted. More importantly and specifically, the United Kingdom, the British government should understand the fact that the assurances given to it or to her by the Nigerian officials are not being followed. Kanu is being tortured. The leader of an emerging nation of Biafra is being tortured every day. He is being subjected to all manner of inhuman and degrading treatment, and more importantly, all prohibited torture techniques. They are applying it to him because those who are holding him do not understand what human rights is all about. They don't understand it. Buhari and his brother Daura, I don't know what his first name is, but everybody knows him, the Director General of SSS, are single-handedly subjecting the leader of Indigenous People of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, to all manner of torture, prohibited torture techniques for that matter, deprivation of sleep, and all other things that they can think of. We are saying this to the international community and the United Kingdom, the British government, to do something. Because if Nnamdi Kanu, if anything happens to him, the British government will be held accountable. You are probably not aware of certain things, but we are telling you now. You are now aware of it, and so we expect you to do something. Nnamdi Kanu must be repatriated to Britain. Otherwise, if anything happens to him, then the British government will be held accountable. Why? Because Nnamdi Kanu is a British citizen. Nnamdi Kanu has long rejected his citizenship of the contraption called Nigeria. Nnamdi Kanu is a citizen of Biafra as well as Britain. More importantly, he should be accorded all the privileges being accorded or due to British citizens. Why is he being held even when everybody knows that those who are holding him do not have respect for rule of law, they do not have respect for democracy, they do not have respect for human rights? That is the reason why the monster created by the British, called Nigeria, must be marked very closely. The Nigeria Senate constitutes committee to investigate child military crisis. Nigeria Senate investigates the child military crisis. And the United Kingdom has expressed concern over the killings. Of course, we are for defense of every right of any man and woman or group of people to exist. The Senate on Wednesday constituted an ad hoc committee to investigate the circumstances surrounding the clash between members of the Shia sect and Nigerian army in Zaria, Kaduna. This was the outcome of about 1 hour closed-door session by the Senate when it resumed plenary to deliberate on the crisis. The question we are asking here from our own perspective is, when did Nigeria Senate constituted a committee or ad hoc committee to look into the continued massacring of Biafran people, the continued shooting of Biafran women, the continued shooting and killing and massacring of unarmed protesters for the release of our leader Nnamdi Kanu? Biafran people who are on the streets of Biafran land protesting peacefully the illegal detention of the leader of indigenous people of Biafran, Nnamdi Kanu. How many times have the Senate or has the Senate or Nigeria's lawmakers constituted ad hoc committee to look into the atrocity being committed against our people by the Nigerian police, by Nigerian army? How many times? And as we are talking now, you are seeing what we are telling you, that your lives do not matter. You do not belong in this so-called country they are forcing you to be. You do not belong anywhere. You have no sister, you have no brother, you have no relations. There is nothing connecting you with these people because your life is as cheap as anything you can think of. That is why the Biafran people must know whom their friends are. That is why we must all stand in solidarity to defend the values that are so much central to all of us. Biafra Restoration Project is a God-given project, a project ordained for the total emancipation of our people from this slavery, from this marginalization, from this killings that we are being subjected to in the contraption called Nigeria. Now is the time. You are learning a lot of lessons. There is a tape already being played on this platform that demonstrated to you the fact that Buhari does not have your interests at heart. In fact, in one of the conversations that one Hausa Fulani man was bragging on, he said that after 4 year term of Buhari, that is so-called Igbos, in fact, everybody from Biafra land is regarded as an Igbo man. We have no more respect. Everything about you will be no more. They will take over everything that belongs to you. They will even learn your trade and then go and start doing it in northern part of the zoo called Nigeria. You will be completely finished. And this is a pointer to all of you who are living in Lagos and doing businesses and calling yourself Lagosians. This is a direct warning to all of you in Kano who are, of course, ascribing to yourselves Igbos of northern Nigeria. This is a very direct warning to all of you living in Abuja, in Jos, in Sokoto, in Adamawa. You must learn what to do now. You must learn of this information we are giving you now. It is either you move when you are alive or you will be inevitably moved when you are dead. The time is now because you have nobody to protect you in the contraption called Nigeria. It doesn't matter how long you argue, but in the end, what justifies what we are saying is whether it is true or not. President Buhari of the contraption called Nigeria has said that democracy has come to stay in Africa. And the question is, if Buhari is talking about democracy, does he really know what democracy is all about? Does he know what is democratic dividend or dividend of democracy? Does he even understand that democracy has its bedrock on the rule of law? Does he even understand that without the functioning of the arms of government, that the democracy he's clamoring for will be non-existent? Does Buhari even understand that he has no respect for democracy? He has no respect for rule of law. He has no respect for court orders. Does he understand that he is not qualified in the first place to talk about democracy? Does he understand that his hands are soiled in corrupt practices, in corrupt deals? Does he understand that he is an genocidist? Does he understand that he is a dictator in civilian uniform? And it is unfortunate that he is the one lecturing people on democracy and what democracy is all about. Buhari has expressed happiness over the sustenance of democratic rule on the African continent. He stated this on Monday at the inauguration of President Alpha Conde of Guinea-Conakry for the second term in office. Represented by his vice, Professor Yemi Osinbajo, Buhari said, "With the conduct of peaceful elections and transitions from one government to the other on the continent, it was clear that democracy has come of age in Africa. It shows that democracy has come of age in Africa all over. You can see the demonstration of peaceful elections, peaceful transitions from one government to another," the vice president said in Conakry, Guinea, at the inauguration of Professor Alpha Conde's second term in office. The question is, you are preaching democracy, you are preaching human rights outside of your shores, but back in your own, in your back door, there are a lot of human rights abuses, human rights abuses, and all manner of torture going on. You are not an example of democracy because Nigeria is being governed by rogue elements, including those who are talking about all these things. We have a promise, and we have made that promise, that any day Biafra restoration, gospel, or good news is preached, Nigeria will continue to diminish, while Biafra will continue to increase. That is what we are here to do while we continue to pursue our freedom. In total freedom for our people. I received 100 million naira from PDP, not Dasuki or Yogudu, according to Odele. And so much claims have been made. Buhari has also confessed that he received two SUVs and other, I don't know. There are a lot of others who are confessing. And these are club of rogues and looters of Biafra wealth, of wealth that comes from Biafra land. And what is happening is nemesis. That is the beginning, a mark of a failed state. Former governor of Rivers State, Dr. Peter Odele, has denied reports that a former minister of state for finance, Mr. Bashir Yogudu, gave him 100 million naira out of the money collected from the former national security advisor, Colonel Sambo Dasuki. In a statement yesterday, Dr. Odele said he never had any dealings with the former national security advisor or Mr. Yogudu. So the issue of collecting 100 million naira does not arise. These are people who, of course, have soiled their hands in so many deals and at the expense of ordinary people. the millions, the billions in their possession are enough. They are enough to feed the whole of this contraption corner, the population, for 1 year and more. And so what we are telling you is that Nigeria is a failed state, and the evidences are abound. There is nothing that we tell you that has no semblance of truth, and it is just a matter of time. Nnamdi Kanu has no criminal charge hanging on his neck, according to his lawyer. As the federal government of the Contraption Court Nigeria on Wednesday struck out the case against a pro-Biafra activist after the prosecutors withdrew criminal charges against him, his lawyer Vincent Obete has said that the implication of the ruling showed that Nnamdi Kanu has no criminal charge hanging on his neck. Vincent Obete, speaking, said that the implication of the ruling today is that Nnamdi Kanu has no criminal charge hanging on his neck as we talk today. The only thing we need to do is to take the legal process to get him out wherever they have detained him. I am grateful because we are getting close and close to the goalposts, he said. Or better said, that the DSS had secured a secret order from the Abuja High Court to detain Kanu for 90 days pending his investigation for terrorism and terrorism financing charges. No fresh charges have been filed, he said. He said his client had challenged the detention order before the High Court, where a ruling was expected on Thursday. Kanu, whose arrest in October has sparked a wave of protests across the Southeast, is however still being held by the Department of State Service. And we are asking our people, of course, to brace up, because the journey has just begun. We are asking our people to intensify the protest, because we are not going to stop until he is released. Until our leader Nnamdi Kanu is released, we are not going to stop. And indeed, Biafra Restoration Project will continue to gather momentum until Biafra is restored. Buhari admits receiving 2 SUVs from Jonathan after Boko Haram attack. As the probe into the utilization of funds in the Office of National Security Advisor continues, the presidency yesterday denied the report that President Buhari collected $300,000 and 5 armored SUVs from the former National Security Advisor's office following the attack by suspected Boko Haram members on his convoy in Kaduna last year, but admitted that the president gave 2 SUVs from the Goodluck Jonathan administration. And so, Buhari, if you are probing others, you have to probe yourself as well. That is why the situation with Nigeria, the contraption called Nigeria, is irredeemable. Nigeria is in a mess. Those handling it are in a mess. A statement issued on Tuesday in Abuja by the president's media aide, Mr. Femi Adesina, said Buhari received 1 armored SUV and 1 untreated SUV from former President Goodluck Jonathan after Buhari was attacked. The statement said, while it is true that 1 armored SUV and 1 untreated SUV were sent to the president in the aftermath of the attack, the vehicles were in keeping with his entitlements as a former head of state under the remuneration of former presidents and heads of state and other ancillary matters decree 1999. It doesn't matter what it is for, it is about how that was gotten. Make no mistake about it, Buhari has franchise in Boko Haram, and so how can Boko Haram attack him? There are a lot of conspiracy theories going round. Buhari has defended Boko Haram in so many ways. Boko Haram nominated Buhari to be their spokesperson or their chief negotiator. How then can Boko Haram turn around and attack Buhari? That is ridiculous. We are, of course, following events. They said that all Hausa Fulanis, from the vice president down to the last person, are all Boko Haram. That's a confession by one of the Hausa Fulanis who was talking. In the tape we have been playing, we will continue to, of course, apply forensic analysis to others, as people will, as always, be informed of what we are doing. You have no feature in the contraption called Nigeria, the perfect plan by the APC political arm of Boko Haram. It's already in the open, and we will continue to play it as it is well captured in tape. After Buhari has finished his first term in office, all Biafrans living in different parts of the contraption called Nigeria would have been reduced to naught or nothing. Already you are nobody. But after Buhari's 4-year term in office, then you will know where you are. That is why you must stand up now and join the IPOB family to continue to clamor for the restoration of Biafra, because that is the only sure way you can aspire to the best of your ability. It is in Biafra that everybody, every man, every woman, every child will be able to aspire to the best of their abilities and use their potentials in a more productive manner. Kanu must lead negotiation with federal government, Igbo groups insist. They are now coming together, and that is the product of consistency if you are only serious. No fewer than 42 South East and South Side groups met on Wednesday in Enugu, insisting on the release of detained Biafra activist Nnamdi Kanu. The groups met to finalize plans for their mega rallies towards restructuring Nigeria along lines of true federalism. We are not for true federalism. It is too late for Nigeria. We are for total destruction, total collapse of the contraption called Nigeria, and the emergence of indigenous people who are lumped together in that same contraption to take over what belongs to them, among whom are Biafrans. We are not for any restructuring within Nigerian establishment or within Nigerian arrangement. We have said this right from the outset. It doesn't matter how many people jettison the name Biafra in order to find it an easy way, in order to look for an easy way out. We are not looking for an easy alternative. We are confronting our challenges head on. We are Biafrans. We are not jettisoning anything. We are not shaking Biafra away. It doesn't matter how long it takes. We are Biafrans. We remain ideologically and philosophically consistent with this noble task. We cannot abandon this name because so many people have died because of it. Many have paid the ultimate price, and they are still paying till date as we speak. We cannot abandon the name Biafra because we are Biafrans. That is whom we are. That is our identity. And we will stand on the platform of Biafra till death. That is why we are different from all other people. We are not speaking with both sides of our mouth. We know what we want. We are focused. We are determined. We are applying ourselves totally and absolutely to this quest for the restoration of Biafra. Biafra is not for sale. It is either we are in or we are out. There is no middle ground. There is no saying tomorrow, oh, we are no more Biafrans so that we'll be able to get what we want. No, we are not going through the back door. We are going frontally to confront the enemies of Biafra head on, and in the process, indeed, Biafra will be restored. That is what we are doing here. That is why we have remained whom we are. We are not changing tomorrow. We do not intend to abandon the quest for the restoration of Biafra. We are not asking for any development within the Nigerian framework. We are not asking for true federalism. It is too late. The People's General made an audacious claim on audacious quest for the restoration of Biafra, including even offering for a confederate system of government which Gowon, the high genocidist, the greatest war criminal ever to live, rejected. And what ensued was the massacring, the slaughtering of millions of Biafra men, women, and children in the process, in a bid to keep Nigeria one. And today Nigeria is sitting on the blood of innocent Biafrans, and they are telling us to forget about it. They are telling us to sweep it under the carpet. They are telling us to forget and move on. And we are saying that it cannot happen, because all over the world, people remember their own. All over the world, there are remembrance days and remembrance celebrations. In our own case, it is a crime for you to talk about Biafran foreign heroes. And we are saying that it will not continue. In United Kingdom, United States of America, in different countries of the world, including the contraption called Nigeria, they remember their fallen heroes, Armed Forces Remembrance Day. If you can remember your fallen heroes, why can't we be our friends? That is the greatest injustice ever. Not only that, Biafra genocide has remained the first of its kind on the African continent, it is also true and a fact, and indeed, that nobody, no perpetrator of genocide, crime against humanity, and war crimes have been prosecuted. Nobody has been held accountable for the killings, for the massacring, for the commission of genocide against the Biafran people. And more importantly and sadly, the war criminals, General Yakubu Gowon, General Olusegun Obasanjo, General Muhammad Buhari, and all their colleagues and collaborators who presided over the decimation of Biafran people, a cross-section of Biafran population. And I'm forgetting that man, Ibrahim Badamasi Babangida, who also is part and parcel of them. They presided over the decimation of a cross-section of Biafran population. And the world is looking the other way. Until today, they are telling us to forget about it. It is not possible, because we have lost so much and justice must be done. And even if the world does not come to our aid, just like now, we will continue to do what we are doing. We will continue to defend tenaciously the values that we have, that has bound us together. We cannot forget the memories of our heroes and heroines, because they pay the ultimate price that we may have our freedom. Without them, we will be nowhere today. It is just like talking about Jewish Holocaust. If you talk about it, if you are anti-Semitic, then you'll be jailed. How much more Biafra men, women, and children massacred in cold blood, and for whom justice has not been done. We have decided that there is no going back on this journey until our heritage, our inheritance, is restored to us, and God Almighty is presiding. And there is nothing any man, any group of people, any woman can do about it. Nothing that anything born of flesh can do about it. This is Radio Biafra Live broadcast on this day, the 16th of December 2015. We are live. The time now is 9 minutes past 9 p.m. in London, and 9 minutes past 10 p.m. in Befaland, and it is with some degree of certainty the same minute past the hour in different, and indeed most countries of the world, with some differences in some. The number to call is +447 405 964146, +447 405 964146. The other number to call is +447 466 366 391, +447 466 366 391. That is the number to call, and if you do, we are of course going to pick your calls and indeed go into analysis. We are asking our people in Biafra land to remain resolute, because this journey has just begun. We are asking you to remain resolute because the journey has just begun. The protests in Biafra land continue. The protests around different cities in the contraption called Nigeria continues. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone. No, they are not hearing me. I think there is an issue with the connection here, and I will try to sort something out. This is Radio Biafra. I'll be back in a minute. They call on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me?
Yeah, good evening, sir.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
I want to thank you for what you're doing for our people.
Thank you very much. Yeah, welcome.
For our director, nothing will happen to our director. He will come back safely. We are praying for him.
Yes. You see? You say?
My name is Yigit from my home, Mama.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone. They are not talking. We take another call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello, good evening, welcome to the program. Hello? Not sure what's going on. Can you hear me?
I'll see no one, mama.
Can you hear me? The call on the phone?
Yeah. My name is Arinze Wanko. I'm calling from Port Harcourt. I'm calling from Mugacha. I'm from Ebonyi State, Niger.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm from Mugacha, OG, YKC. I just say thank you, thank you, director, for all your efforts for us. Everything you have done for us is not easy to be there. And then, my almighty God, Chukwu Abraham, will continue protecting you, continue giving you more wisdom to speak to us. Yeah.
Thank you. It is for all of us. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. This is my first time to call this line.
Right. Thank you very much and welcome.
Yeah, I'm 19 years old. So
that is fantastic.
I'm very, very proud to hear Biafra since I hear everything about Biafra. I hate everything concerning Jews. Even if you come to my shop, you see the flag of Biafra. I'm proud to be a member of IPOP. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. You shall see Biafra. You shall see Biafra.
Yeah. Amen, sir.
Thank you.
Almighty God, protect you, guide you, give you more wisdom, both, everybody in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. It is for all of us. We are in this together. May God bless all of us. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Call on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? They call on the phone. They are not talking.
Good evening, my brother.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
I can hear you, my brother. My name is... Hello?
Yes, hello. Go ahead.
My name is Chidi Ogunwande Alo from Ihiala, Biafra land. I'm calling from Nairobi.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, please.
Yes. I have a very little statement. I'm telling the pedophile to know that we have gotten him 1-0 today. By the grace of Almighty God, may God bless their friends. Inandi Metal, Inandi Kano must come out for that very dungeon. God has destined it. So, whatever the pedophile is planning, he has a problem with Iran now. Because Iranians are Shiite Muslims and he's a Sunni Muslim.
Yes. Can you hear me? I think he's off. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. The caller on coordinator's line, your name and where you are. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Go ahead.
My name is Joy Agua.
Thank you. Go ahead. Can you hear me? No, I don't know what's going on. We take another call. Your name and where you are, please. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
No. Hello, let's call your name and where you are. Hello,
yes, can you move away from the radio? Hello, I am hearing you. The word is listening. Go ahead. Unbelievable. The next caller, your name and where you are. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? The next caller, can you hear me? These people, I don't know. You're wasting a lot of time.
Hello, my people.
Hello, why wasting time?
Hello, good evening, my dear sister.
Good evening.
I am Chimwendu Chimanka.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
I am Chimwendu Chimanka, calling from Ukwa West, but I hail from Ihiala South in Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
My dear sister, I must say I feel honored to be a Biafra. At 19, I'm a member of the ICOB, and I'm a coordinator here in Ukwa West to be precise.
Thank you very much.
I feel very honored to be a dear friend. We have really suffered in the zoo, most especially for we dear friend students. The educational system is nothing to write home about. First of all,
we have lost him, and of course, we commend him, we appreciate his contribution. He is a coordinator and he is a student. And that brings us to the fact that we want all Biafran students, all university students to join the protests going on around Biafra land. We ask you to constitute yourself As IPOB family members, we are asking our students, our polytechnic students, our university students, even secondary school students, constitute yourself into IPOB family members, student family members of IPOB. It is very important. Thank you very much. Call on the phone your name and where you are.
Hello. My name is Tukwe Bukwachoba.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Is it your network? I'm calling from Uwacha. I'm from Anamba State, Umuja, Jafia Land.
Thank you. Go ahead. Your line is not very clear. I don't know. We may not continue. I'm sorry, you have to call us back. Call on the phone, your name, and where you are.
Good evening, Chimofo.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
My name is Chukwu Matthias. I'm calling from Iguacha.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I just want to thank you for good work you have done for us. I say, may Chioka God bless you and protect you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. You say, thank you very much.
Okay.
Bless you too.
Okay.
Call on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me? We will go to the other line. Your name and where you are.
Yes. Hello, sir.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Yes, my name is Amechi Ifesimachi Gujuku, calling from Iguacha.
Thank you.
And, I'm a assistant coordinator here, and I just really want to thank you honestly for all you've been doing. I just I'm filled with joy in my mind to the good of Lord Kabiyama and help to the effort we have been putting together. I say may God's name be glorified. Even on behalf of
you, say, and you too.
On behalf of the director, honestly, that man, I don't know, but I believe that man is the only man of God I've ever seen in the whole wide world. You see, I only pray that the good Kabiyama should guide and protect him and give him more wisdom to continue.
Amen. You say.
Honestly, definitely. I thank you. Please keep it up. Don't give up. And I want to take this opportunity to call all my people in Ebenezer Airport to be precise. Local government of Alu province. I want to call all of them to come up and join this struggle. So I can do this in one part. There's no time to waste. So, honestly, I'm still rejoicing my mind. Honestly, my first time of college. We've been doing a lot of things this town here. But I just came up from the hospital some time now because I had an accident. So, but nevertheless, I'm not feeling sorry for myself. And I know God, by the power of Guru Kabiyama, who arrived to our destination. Thank you, everybody. God bless you.
God bless you too. I wish you speedy recovery, and I pray God Almighty to send forth His healing hands on you, that you will be whole again. Thank you very much. Call out on the phone your name and where you are.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Now go ahead, speak up, please.
Hello from Iguacha.
Thank you. What is your name?
Yes, I want to say thank you for how you have been lighting us with the issue of Biafra. Pray that somebody God will continue to strengthen you.
Thank you, and you too.
I'm happy to get you today, Baba.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you. Call on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello, my name is Amechi Kemena Kabogu.
Thank you. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Thank you very much.
I'm calling from Ikemnando.
Can you turn the radio off or move away from it? Turn it off. Banua the radio.
Okay, sir. I thank you, Mr. Uchemefo. I thank you so much for your good work you are doing for us. I thank you all Biafra support. I thank every indigenous people of Biafra. So, I wish you success, and I wish you Biafra success. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I hope you are part and parcel of our family where you are.
Hello?
Yes, I hope you are an IPOB family member where you are. That's what I'm asking.
Yes, I'm a coordinator of the Kemnando unit. I'm a coordinator.
That is fantastic. That's good. Thank you very much. Thank you,
sir. Thank you.
All right. Yeah. The caller on coordinator's line, your name and where you are. Can you hear me? They are not talking, and we will go over to the next line. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone.
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, go ahead.
My name is Rebecca Onwebuchina. I call from Iguacha, from Anambra State.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
My happiness today is that we went to go and eat this early morning. Some part of Calabari people, they are talking about Biafra.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, they are talking about Biafra. And they, you know, I can hear their language. Some of them talking that they need Biafra. This nonsense is okay. They don't want all this. They also have something, this and that. And they are happy over it. So in that case, we are going further.
Yes, of course, we are one. It is the Hausa, Fulani, and Yorubas that came and put salt on things that held us together. And today we thank God that everybody is now seeing the truth. The truth about Biafra cannot be covered. It's as simple as that. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Can you hear me? The caller on the phone. Can you hear me? Unbelievable. Next caller, your name and where you are, please.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Can you hear me? Go ahead and give us your name and where you are, please. We go to the next line. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Good evening, sir. Good evening and welcome to the program.
Yes, I thank God for everything. Thank God for giving you to keep that flag flying. We are moving forward. And thank God that today we are moving another step today. And everybody is enjoying here in the Gotham. My name is Cyril Anna Sedike. I'm coming from Ibocha, and today we are just rejoicing because I know that God has answered our prayer.
Yes, we thank God for everything, but it is not over until it is over. Until it's our over. Leader is physically with us, it is not yet done. But of course, we thank God for everything.
yes, we are happy today, and it's not that we are happy inside of us, but it has not come out. Anywhere we go today, people are talking, people are just talking about Biafra. And Biafra is our religion.
Yes.
Anywhere we talk about Biafra without fear of people. Even in the presence of the zoo people, we talk about Biafra, and they look at us as we need to know their eyes. But they don't have anything to do to remove their eyes and their mind from us. Since we had that conversation between Kule and that Alhaji, everybody in Biafra land is not happy. The street has been unveiled, and because of that, everybody is not happy. Now, the Biafra people talking about that the Biafra area belongs to Jigawa State.
the oil in Biafra belong to Jigawa. And it was the same man that was captured on phone saying all sorts of things. Farouk Mohammed.
He is at work.
Or Farouk Adamu.
when the Syrians we are fighting against the Israelites, any kind of discussion about the deal, they make anywhere. Elisha will hear it and will reveal it to the children of Israel. So God is at work. The angels of God is picking everything and they're analyzing everything, bringing everything together, because this is the set time. And I believe all of you that are there spearheading this movement within Nandi Kano, we are born because of this project. And I say, may God Almighty, bless all of you, guide and protect all of you in the presence of your enemies. God will bless all of you. Or has led all of you lion faces to face the enemy anytime after. When they see you, they will run away. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. He said, thank you very much.
Let all of you who need to see Jeff. I fought the war and I'm still strong to fight another one. I'm a member of IPOD and I'm a different soldier.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
God bless.
Thank you.
Call out on the phone your name and where you are. Can you hear me?
Yeah, good evening, sir.
Good evening, and welcome to the program.
Yes, sir. My name is Azubike Nnadi. I'm calling from Water. I want to thank you for your effort for IPOD, Biafra, my land. I want to thank you for everything you have done for us. And I want to thank everybody, Yomari Imezu, our director, Nnamdi Kanu. I want to thank everybody. I take this opportunity to appreciate your work in Biafra land. May God strengthen you, give you long life and prosperity.
Amen. You too, and to all Biafrans as well.
Yeah, I want to make I want to talk about Nigerian zoo country that called itself Nigeria. Buhari and his colleagues, if anything happened to our Biafra, we will start at this water and show them that this Biafra land, no any Hausa man will be in this Biafra land and escape with his life. If anything happened to our director, that is what I want to tell this purify, they call Biafra, Buhari. I want to thank everybody in IPOB. I want to thank everybody of Biafra land for every of their contribution. Thank you very much. May God strengthen you, give you long life and prosperity.
Thank you very much.
Hello.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Call on the phone your name and where you are. They are not talking. The next caller your name and where you are.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, they are not talking. Hello.
We are listening. Where are you calling from? What is your name, please?
Okay, my name is Desmond. I'm calling from Ibadan, but I'm from Imus.
Thank you.
So I want to thank you and appreciate what people are doing for the entire of Biafra. We are
all with what is what is happening there?
Your call has been.
I don't understand this. You need to call us back. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, hello. They are not talking. The next caller, your name and where you are.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead. Hello. Go ahead, please. Can you turn the radio off? Banywa, your radio, please. I don't understand it. The next caller, your name and where you are.
Hello, I am Chidinwe, calling from Iwoja.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I'm in a bit of a bummy stage. I want to thank you, sir, for all you have been doing to us, to the indigenous people of Biafra. So I want to pray for God to grant us our wish. Should I?
Yes, go ahead, please.
Almighty Father, the Valley King of Glory, the I am that I am, the mighty man in battle. Father, I commit our people into your hands, both home and abroad. Father, may you protect them. Guide them, O God, because you are the God that guides. Father, fight those that fight against us. Father, oppose those that are oppressed. Father, whoever that stand against us, oh Father, I command that person to destroy in the mighty name of Jesus.
You say?
Father, I thank you for what you have done for us. I pray for God to give you more wisdom for you to continue to propagate the gospel of God. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, and may God bless you. God bless you. Thank you.
Bless you, too. Bless you, too.
The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. We take another one. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, sir. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Yes. My name is Ike Chukwuman. I'm calling from Igbo.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. So I'm very happy to reach you again once again this evening. Though we are really going through pain this period because we are working on things and the Zoom government are also planning against us.
Yes,
but
we cannot relent.
I also believe in one thing, that whatever evil, whatever plans of you can do us, they are planned against us. We are ahead of them. Yes, I was at about this morning when they were debating. I was in their midst where they were talking about when they released our director. So I tried to give them audience to tell them that we are not very sure to confirm from our deputy director that our director is being released. So they were drinking, they were happy, they were debating. I felt somewhere inside me, I was like, God, since we are going through this, now, I'm attributing whatever evil plan that the zoo have against us tomorrow morning, that God should blindfold them, because if I'm seeing it, nobody knows what the kind of plan they have tomorrow at the high court. But my prayer is this: whatever evil plan they have, whatever thing they have, they plan against us, both Orucha Sokorocha and Obiano and the pedophile himself, that God will blindfold them. They will never see. They will never get away with it.
And
at the same time, I'm also thanking God. I'm blessing you, and I also thank God to bless you and bless our director. You guys are just a blessing to us. But people don't understand, because if we are to say or tell to view as in the future, they will understand that truly people are blessing, a good blessing to us. You and the director and all our leaders, But I pray from my heart, God will protect you and your family, our director, and every member of ICF members all over the world. Whatever evil, plan that the Jews have against us, you know, they are planning. But at the end of it, their fight must prevail. Happy once again. What I heard today, what I witnessed today at Ambassador, I say God in heaven, God especially the help of men, will give us their fight. And I believe any moment from now, their fight will come. Thank you so much. May God give you and bless all our members in Jesus' name.
Amen. And you too, God bless you and bless your family. They shall gather, they will plot, they will plan, but they will scatter in the end. And Biafra will prevail. The spirit of Biafra will prevail and nobody can quench it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you,
sir.
Thank you. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Okay, my name is Ndamdi Oneness. I'm calling from Abba.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, please.
Yes.
How are you listening to Radio Biafra? I have forgotten to ask. I want people who are listening via shortwave to confirm because it's very important. Go ahead, please.
Okay, I'm listening through FM.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead.
Deputy Director, I really thank you. You have been strong. And people have been giving you the strength, at least, to stand in the gap for our director. And I tell you, since Bizu is holding our director, I have not come out. I've been in the frame with my name. I've been praying. When it's time for protest, we'll go out and protest and come back.
Yes.
And we'll keep thanking God because the restoration of Biafra is not in the hand of man.
Exactly.
In the hand of God.
Exactly.
And I want to say something. Thank God that any man who is being held captive, one day, the man will go. And I think Chukwu Biagema has spoken that it's time for Biafras to go. Both our brothers, they called and they named South South and Niger Delta. Those people have suffered enough.
Yes.
And we ourselves have suffered enough. And I believe that God has spoken, Chukwu Kerem has spoken, and this is the time for us to go. And I tell you, all of us in Biafra land have vowed either to die if anything happened to Nnamdi Kanu. Because there is something I always tell God. I tell God, Nnamdi Kanu has been the only man since I was born and up till now. In West Africa, in the whole world, especially in the African world, who have risen, after Nelson Mandela, Nnamdi Kanu is the only man who have risen and told the poor man in the street the truth. Since I was born, I've not seen any leader in Nigeria who have opened his mouth and speak the truth and telling people the truth. From A to Z, all of them are liars and fraudsters. But I say, God, since Nnamdi Kanu have looked at the poor, try and told us the truth, please God, let him live.
Amen.
And I tell you, the soul is a proper entity of evil, refined by Britain. Buhari, I told you people, if Buhari will be able to last 2016, let him go and give thanksgiving. I'm telling you the truth. Because the man has sold his hand in the blood of innocence. He needs to do an ablution and confess before God and before man. He has wasted blood. And Nigeria today is on the captive of innocent blood. They are going nowhere because the blood of the innocent, right from 1967 and up to now, they're killing. Both in their political time, they will kill. They are too corrupt. They are evil. Nigeria is a darkness of entity. There is no God in Nigeria. And I tell you, and this contraption, has come to the end of the road. It is called Waterloo. They have made their Waterloo. They are all criminals. And failure to give us the answer, Chukwu Biafra will come down from heaven and stampede them, all of them, one by one. You will see, use your eyes and see miracles. I'm telling you the truth. If failure to give us the answer, Nigeria will pass into pieces. Men will rise and kill men. And these things will happen in the camp of animals. And it has started happening. because Psalm 35 is really working. They will know we serve Chukwuagam. It is time. If Britain, Britain know what is coming. If Britain fails to tell the suit to let us to go, you see that UK, you see that England, I tell you, ISIS will enter and clear every man. ISIS will kill every living thing in London. Let them bless me. They will see. God will release Lucifer from the seat of. You will see miracle because the world has come to an end. Tell us to give us Biafra, this world will end. They know. So let God be on our side. We will live to see Biafra. And in the coming,
amen,
will not die.
Amen.
Before you will not die.
Amen. Because and you too, and die. All IPOB family members.
All of us will see Biafra in the name of Chukwu Chagama.
Amen.
You say for me three times.
He say.
Good night, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
God bless you.
Call on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me this time around? Can you hear me? I don't understand it. The next caller, your name and where you are. It is very important we remind ourselves once more of what is going on at the moment. You have to remind yourselves of the plan that the House of Fulani is up for you. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me? The call on the phone?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
I'm calling from Niger State, from Zululand.
Yes, what is your name?
My name is John Abunaya.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Hello.
Go ahead.
I'm from Biafra land.
Yes.
I decided in the zoo.
Yes, go ahead.
So I'm happy to hear what is happening in the zoo right now. Hello?
Go ahead, please. We are listening. Go ahead.
Okay, sir. Hichamofo, I thank you for your effort and everything you are doing for the Biafra, for the people of Biafra. And we are happy to hear your voice this season. And we say that Mechiku Fikadiyama encourage you for your effort and what you are doing for us. And we are fully in support for what you are doing and what God is leading you to do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Executive Director, I pray that God will keep you alive. All we are going to do is to witness Biafra come through.
Thank you very much. And it is for all of us. I also pray.
To be sincere with you, I'm very, very glad to hear your voice this evening. I've been trying this land for a long time now, for more than 3 months now. I've been trying your land. I cannot get. Any time I try, it will be showing me number two.
Well, that is fantastic. And the world is hearing your voice now. Thank you very much.
So, I will be happy to be an IDP member. And I want to be a member, full member. Not an AS member.
Yes. You need to...
Hello?
Yes, I'm hearing you. You will have to... I don't have the liberty at the moment, and I don't have the inquiry number. I will take your number, and after this broadcast, I will call you and give you the contact number you can call.
Okay, I think my number, you can store my number, please. I want to be a full member. I don't want to be an IS member.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir, because I'm in the zoo. I'm living in Niger State, in the zoo land.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. Please give me 1 minute to pray for my people.
Go ahead. In
our own dialect.
Go ahead.
In the Biafra, because I'm a human, 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 I'm a human,
And I was for Bosnia and I have for Biafra. I was in the way for Biafra. Then I'm like a teenager. Most around the zoo. Then I had Jesus Christ in Bosnia and wine.
He said, in there, thank you very much. Thank you very much. And you too. Thank you. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. And keep on keeping on and be your best. Thank you.
All right, please store my number. Store my number so that you can call me any of your convenience and so that I would like to speak to you one on one, please.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll do so. Thank you. Call on the phone your name and where you are.
Good evening, my deputy director.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Yes. My name is Comrade Temple Kukigam. I'm from River State. I'm calling from Igbocha.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I really want to appreciate the good work you are doing for our people. I'm so much happy this night to get you online. I pray that the God Almighty will strengthen you, and the end of the day, Biafra will be ours. I just want to quote my honorable director. He says in one of his words that whosoever that goes to serve the zoo from the Biafra extraction, anybody from Biafra land that goes to serve the zoo, will end up coming back with shame.
Yes, of course.
That we all heard. We heard what happened to our honorable governor, Wike, and that is what he has been hammering on. Even before he was being kidnapped, he has been saying it, that they want to capture the triangle. And this is the plan. And I know that God is allowing things to happen so that the word which God has spoken from the mouth of Nnamdi Kanu will be confirmed. A lot of people have been arguing, they don't want to pay attention to what Nnamdi Kanu is saying. But today, everybody is seeing the handwriting on the wall. I want to really appreciate you for the work you're doing. God has used Nnamdi Kanu to bring liberation to Biafran. But it is only those that are working in the field that can see what is going on. A lot of people don't even know what is happening. But those that are in the spirit can attest to the fact that God is at work. Things that are happening are beyond human imagination. And also, I want to also reach out to our brothers in the from Akwa Ibom side. I want to also speak in their dialect. High school, they are lead high school in Akwa Ibom and I'm able to speak their dialect. I want to also reach out to them to encourage them. Most of them here, we have our IPOB meeting. Majority of them are fibromyalgia. And I'm so much, whenever I see them, I'm encouraged. Whenever I go for a meeting, I see them, I'm encouraged. I want to reach out to them to say to them, please, because I'm going to go to Nigeria. I was able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. Book at this on
Yes, I'm here.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Okay, because I told you to go for that. I'm going to go for that. I'm going to go for that. I'm going to go for that. My dad said, "Oh, I'm not going to do that." Or maybe I'm going to fly like I'm going to fly like I'm going to go. When I'm going to do that, I'm going to go. I'm going to go. I would want them to teach you and to teach you 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 to trial I didn't make that suki. He did follow hand down in the boo. He gave a lobo, Jonathan Lacho, we may rubbish his name. Then the Korata, Emerald Court, Star Emerald River State Election Emerald. Came over today, Emerald on fire. I appeal election weekend, Hambu Hen and the Canon Holiday, see before. John, I read out Bria. All I have is security. But what do you fear? I do really are serious. Go handy and the canon car, or the image will go. On our own, this is a hand Biafra and Abasa for ya, Yaledo Wayana. What I can not own the Biafra and get at our own dance school, Belu Dala. Or then, are there already with that? If they oh, no, 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 no. It put him auto to Anyasi, Mbu, Yagaziri is no lawyer. Mobula, Nicky and Dime, Kashmir can they do it? Because now the Kalim, he has awakened a lot of spirit, a lot of dead spirit, a lot of people's spirit have been awakened. Nandi Kawandemasa, one Nandi Kala, Nandi Kala has already risen up millions. I'm not sure.
Nnamdi Kanu is somebody that God has ordained for this mission. Yamasi nde Nigeria melu mala. Aga will succeed. And at the end of the day, Biafra must come to be. At the same then also, I'm also using this opportunity to also extend to look out to our brothers from the Anambra extraction. Please, everybody, it is our time. Let's not just sit behind and say it doesn't consign me. It consigns each and every one of us. I'm so happy this night. I don't know. I'm not eating, but the kind of joy I was watching on the cable this night, I was just going through to see the news, if they will flash it. This TV, this, what do you call this man? A Tinubu television, TVC, that will never say anything about Biafra. But today, when I tune in, I was following their news. I saw my director, Nnamdi Kanu, when last time he came to the court, I said, TVC, finally, so you people have reported our case. God,
yeah, we talk work. About us. They are talking about us now. They were pretending before and negatively or
they
positively. They are talking
about us. They are talking. I was watching this and I said, TVC. So at the end of the day, you people have carried. I looked at their headline. I said, you people have finally carried our message. God is at work. They killed the Shiite Muslims. How many of them? The whole world has heard it, but they have been killing their friends and nobody has been reporting it.
Exactly.
Our allies, our elders in the land, nobody is reporting. We come out to say it, but the Sultan has come out to tell federal government to probe the army because of the killing. But nobody uttered the word. And nobody has ever uttered the word in Biafra land to condemn the evil and the atrocities they are perpetrating on Biafrans. God will vindicate us. God is the only one that will speak for us. They should not speak. There is no problem. They should close their mouth. But God will do it in his own way. He has already started it. So I don't know how to express my feeling. I'm so happy.
Thank you.
I don't know. Adam, I've almost seen the shade, they want me to put but all I want you to know is that I'm so happy. In my little corner, wherever I go, I spread the gospel. I tell people about Biafra. All they call me is Biafra, one name, the Kano. I am so happy. In Biafra land, I can speak up to four dialects in Biafra land.
That is fantastic.
Fluently. So when I go to the Akwa Ibom people, I relate to them. I go to the Anang people. If you see me speak Anang, you say, where is this man from? I go to the Bibio. That place, that is my last stop. I come to the Anambra people. They are my people. I go to the Ngwa people. I'm when you talk of, I'm a Biafran. So
yes,
you are a bona fide Biafran. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to say my mind. I'm so much happy. Please, whenever there's need to reach out to our people, please, you can save my number. I'm always there. I can,
yes.
When you want to reach out to, I've said it, I can fluently speak
four or five languages.
Yes, I will have to make contact. You could be speaking on this platform in different languages. Okay. Please.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so happy. God bless you.
Keep God bless you too. Work. Thank you. Thank God you very much.
God is at work. Something Amen. Miraculous is going to happen. He's going to hit this nation and people will say, ah, let these people go. He said, they will kill us. In retaliation, we'll kill them. At the end, we'll win. That is his word.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And God bless you. God bless Thank you. You. Thank you.
Yeah.
Call on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hello? Hear me? Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hello, welcome to the program.
My name is Joy Agua.
Yes, go ahead.
My name is Joy Agua.
Yes, go ahead. Please, can you stop?
I'm calling from Abba.
We are listening.
Yeah, I'm a deputy director.
You are listening to yourself on the radio. Can you turn the radio off and then talk to me via the phone? Do not stop. Keep talking.
I'll double to the rest. I want to thank you.
Can you turn the radio off and then talk to the phone? Can you turn the radio? When you are on your radio, you don't understand me. Talk to me via the phone because there are a few minutes or seconds delay. You are listening to the radio and it's making you to talk in a very slow manner. Thank you. Hello? I don't understand it. The next caller, your name and where you are.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
Is this?
I don't understand it. Stay up till now. The next caller, your name and where you are. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, hello.
My name is Joseph Choma. Confirm I'm talking to Radio Biafra.
Yeah, this is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
I'm calling from Delta State in Kwale precisely.
Thank you.
Okay, we have been listening to your presentation all this while, and I want to thank God for his grace upon your life and all the IPOB members across the globe. It's
thank
amazing
you.
What the Lord has done to all IPOB members and their supporters around the globe. Nnamdi Kanu is our hero. Nnamdi Kanu is a man to be reckoned with. He is steadfast and he is a truthful somebody. What he has done at the first Hitler could not achieve what Nnamdi Kanu has done. Nnamdi Kanu is a sent messenger of truth, and the zoo is fallen, crumbling down like the walls of Jericho. I would like to encourage all IPAB members, all the youths, women, to stand still, because the best is yet to come. Dead or alive, we stand for Biafra. Because somebody was complaining that I told him after the Civil War, so many people have died and people keep on dying. Even in Israel, they stand to defend their fatherland. So for us to achieve our aim and objective, we must look behind what the threat of death is all about. There's a song that said, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. So for us as the youth of this generation, to live is Biafra. To die is Biafra. We have no option. Therefore, I am calling upon even the Ikwerian people, the Bayelsa people, the Shekri people, we all are Biafrans. Of a recent, I traveled to Bayelsa, Ogbuya precisely, where the first oil well was located at Olobri. There's no water there. There's no road there. There's no drinking water, no electricity. Where the first oil well was discovered in the old river state, Nabaisa. There's no oil well. There's no water there. And something that amazed me the more that when I got there, I heard them calling Efere. Efere. And I asked the person, how come you people call Efere? He said, this is their language, they call Efere. And Efere is also an Igbo pronunciation.
We are one. There is place, nothing anybody can do about
it. In that same place, where they built the Ogbunya Brotherhood, the symbol of Jonathan, Bullock, Jonathan, and another person, I saw the elephant tusk in his hand as a symbol of leadership, whatever. I also went inside the town. I saw the ancestral tree that was also in my own father's compound in Port Harcourt. I was amazed. And I said, Nandikal, I've said it before now, that all of us are one people. Even in Ogbunya, there's a place they call Otueke in vernacular. That is where Chief Dr. Jonathan came from. In Baisa, I said, we also have Ibogene. Ibogene. All of those areas. I also met somebody, said his father's surname is Okoro. I'm talking about presently today. So we are one people. We are one people. Formerly, I don't know, but God has used this man to reach out to the youth all over the world. I'm calling you from Kwale, precisely. The radio Biafra is spreading everywhere. So I want to encourage the leaders, whoever that is praying against Biafra, may the Lord of hosts fight that person. All we need is one voice. All we need is one action. Until we get to our promised land. God is not God of failure. God is the God of truth. And I want to also call the Equarians. The Equarians, you said some of us have realized that we are one people. We answer Amechi, we answer Nyeso Wike, we answer Nnamdi, we answer Nkiruka. These are Igbo names. So whoever that told you that the Equarians are not part of Biafra, the person is a liar. We also talk to our brothers, the Ogonis. We are one people. They killed Saro Wiwa. It was not the Biafrans that killed Saro Wiwa. It was the Nigerian government that killed Saro Wiwa. It was the Nigerian government that killed Saro Wiwa. Today, what is happening in Ogoniland? They have been using those people as their rag. Youth from Ogoniland arise. Let's fight for Biafra. Or never. I want to talk to the people of Che. You say Ndewo. You squat on and say Ndewo, they are the same people. Arise. If you go to Che land today, there's no road, no water, nothing, no, some areas in Che doesn't have light for donkeys of years. But yet, we say one Nigeria, one Nigeria, my foot. We are ready to march forward. And it's my earnest prayer that you that is presiding and all those that are walking around with you, those that are helping you day and night, that you go with God, Biama, continue to be your strength until we see Biafra in the name of Yeshua.
He say, amen and amen, and you too.
God bless you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Right. This is the Biafra live presentation, and we are live, we are direct. We'll be back in a minute.
Alaji, congratulations.
Thank you very much, Kule. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Honestly, I accept your congratulations, even though I'm PDP. Because I remember one time when the fighting in Borno, when our people were being killed left and right.
Then, what is it, Alaji?
I said, do you remember one time when our people were being killed in Borno State, left and right, Bauchi, Gombe, everywhere in the north?
Of course.
I remember you were saying that was there any southerner among us, we were the one killing ourselves. I always remember this statement, Mr. Kule. But look at this today now. Today, our brother is in charge, and I'm sure he made it clear to the world. The first thing he said was that he was moving the command of the Nigerian army to Maiduguri until when Boko Haram is over. So if not your brother as the president, who will do it for you? But we could have done it to anybody in Nigeria. But you can see that some people refuse to do it for us. So really, really, today I understand why we have to have the presidency, honestly.
It's not like that.
No, it's like that, Kule. Kule is like that. Because how can anybody convince us that some miscreants cannot be dealt with by Nigerian army? Why can we believe it was deliberately left? Even if there is no involvement of government hand in it, why can we believe that it was deliberately let them kill themselves? Well, it has come out even very clear, because it was at a point in our campaign, they were saying that by the killings of Boko Haram, there will be no population again. In fact, let me tell you why the North insisted that Jonathan has to go, because we had the plan that if Jonathan continues, the same problem will happen in Kano, the same problem will happen in Sokoto, the same problem will happen in Jos and Ebro until when our population is depleted. No. We have had a wonderful experience, honestly.
In order to avoid the problem, that's what I have said before.
So whether he accepted or not, Bolkule, the North was, it was clear voting now.
No, what could he have done? Remember what Babangida did for us.
Babangida, you see, what happened was, even when Babangida did it, you understand? Do you get me? The bulk of the population that voted was from the North. And Rimi said it. Since Babangida was in Abuja, Governor Rimi of Kano State then, former governor of Kano State, he said, if you are in Abiola in Lagos, Abiola will Babangida will have said it is Yoruba that did it. So Abiola should fly to Kano. They will swear him as president and they'll stand their ground. Before we know, they rallied around Abiola. They said, don't go to North. If you go, they'll kill you. Not be so happen. Do you understand?
No.
So but I'm coming now. So Babangida got the... I'm coming now. Before the... We are talking about the cancellation now. The cancellation of the elections. And two, didn't you see that even from the West, there are people who supported the... There are big men who joined in the cancellation of the elections. But whatever it is, at that time, it was nobody was killing the Yorubas left and right. Babangida was virtually betraying everybody. And today, have you not seen him on TV? Have you not seen how he was looking? Is God not wonderful? Did you not see Babangida? Even though I have promised, as from today, so long as he's my brother from the North, even if he's eating everybody in Nigeria fresh, you come out with Nigerian man leg eating, I will not say it's bad again. Because I have learned how to support my people from what I have seen with Igbos and some people in Nigeria with Jonathan.
But you must thank God for Yoruba. If Yoruba supported Buhari, otherwise we wouldn't have come.
No, I'm coming, please. I'm coming. Let me tell you one thing. I'm coming. Listen to me, Kule. A section of Yoruba supported Buhari. Listen to me, please. Let us make this clear. You understand, we are all politicians.
Yes.
The Tinubu's, since 1960s, since the Oyibo left the country, Yoruba was all one word. We are first Yorubas. You are first Yoruba before you are a Muslim, you are a Christian or Nigerian.
Yes.
So or not
yes.
So?
Yeah, you are right.
Abi? Okay.
Yes, you are right.
Now, all along, a Yoruba man, whoever he is, whether Muslim or Christian, preferred anybody in this house to rule him than a Hausa man from the North. That's the truth about it. So, fortunately, I'm coming, sir. Let me learn. Fortunately, the center is controlled by non-Muslim, non-Northerners. Are you getting me? And Jonathan, fortunately for the North, Jonathan decided to use religion and slash the Yorubas to the extent, for the first time, Yorubas were divided religiously. To the extent, Muslims Yorubas stood their ground and said they were not supporting Jonathan. They even refused to attend the meetings of the Jonathan. The papers are there, their statements are there in the papers. So or not so, sir?
No, I like
this. It is there. That's the truth. He's there. Even when he went, there were some few Muslim leaders who met Jonathan. The Supreme Council of Islam of Western Nigeria or Yoruba land came out clearly and said, no, they disagreed. Do you get me? We know the population of Yoruba, close to 80%, or let's say close to 60% are Muslim. This man constituted a national conference. Do you get, this is the Yoruba that were saying it. We read it and we had them saying it. So that succeeded in dividing the Yoruba themselves. Now, two, the humiliation, whatever they did to us, our own was that let them kill us and reduce our population. But at least they still know that we are significant politically and they allowed us to maintain some position. But in the case of Yorubas, they were sliced out of the whole system. So or not so?
That was how Tinubu and
Boko. Do you Boko Haram? If we have talked about Boko Haram, it's not from the south now.
I am coming now. Let me forget about Boko Haram now. You brought about the Yoruba politics. Now, Tinubu and the Yorubas generally carried yes. what happened to them and went to Kaduna and met them in yes. Kaduna and begged them that we have to put our head together. Look, sir, let me tell you the truth and find out. At yes. a point, the Yoruba, being humiliated under Jonathan, were even considering to cut off and put their Oduduwa Republic. But they realized if they do that, the Igbos were completely in charge of finance, civil service, security, and everything. If they now do that...
Now, you stand in North, they're enjoying the
Jonathan. Exactly. I'm coming now. The Yoruba...
It didn't benefit at all.
I'm coming, yes. The Yoruba, yes. at a point, the Yoruba intelligence, at a point, realized that if they cut off, the Igbos will finish them. If yeah. they stay as it is and Igbo continue ruling, they will be completely finished. Before Jonathan, significant part of the economy, who are the accountants are Yorubas, who are the judiciary and lawyers are Yorubas, who are the civil service are Yorubas, today you can't find any one of them. So or not so?
Yeah,
so that's why the Yorubas say, even if we want to leave this country, we must get this power out of the hand of the Igbos and reposition ourselves.
Jonathan has really benefited from that, Jonathan, too much, I like it.
Hey,
we have the calculations of the government.
We agree. What can he do? He must now. He must. He wouldn't do just that. He must. He knows that we can do it. He must deal with us. So that was why the Yoruba said no. Whatever it is. Alagi. So, but what I assure you...
Let's keep on praying for President Buhari.
I, Oga, we have learned our lesson.
We have been in our area here now. They be praying for him too.
We have learned our lesson, Kule.
We pray for the prophet because he protects our prophet.
No, to tell you the truth, the northern people, notwithstanding the presidency, honestly, the trust at least of the southeast is finished. And I assure you too, in Yoruba land, listen to me, I am coming.
This really helped Northerners in 1979.
I am coming, please.
They helped Shagari.
Listen to me, not that they helped help themselves, gentlemen, please. We don't need anybody in this country, they help themselves. Let me ask you a question, sir. Between cars, industries, and human beings, who are more in number?
And the Northerners now.
I'm not talking of population. I'm talking of the economy now. I'm talking of cars, the motors that we drive.
Yes.
And industries that we have.
Yes.
If you put them on one part and you put human being on the other part, who are more in number?
Cars are more.
Cars are more than human beings?
Human beings.
Good. Two, if you put fuel and food by the side, which one is consumed more?
In food now.
Good. And we have food. So Igbos are actually helping themselves. Let me tell you, even in Yoruba land, let me tell you what they will do to Igbo this time. What Oba of Lagos said that we are pushing them to the ocean. Most of these markets that are banning in Lagos, look at it, they are Igbo-dominated markets. You get me? In fact, some Yorubas were telling me when I was in Lagos last weekend that it is we, the Northerners, when we are in charge of Lagos as federal capital, that open room for Igbos to come and dominate them. And it's over now. And it's over. All the businesses Igbos are doing, we are going to bring it and do it. You get me? Fashola for the past 5 years have refused to approve any industry, especially pharmaceutical, to Igbo people. Find out.
You are right.
You get me?
You are right.
So the Yorubas in these 4 years, that's what we are telling ourselves. If we in the North want to be useless again, let us be. But the Yoruba people in the 4 years, they want to control their land completely. That's why Buhari have to sign that Lagos is going to be given special status. We are going to have a kind of semi-regional system. Lagos is going to have special status. It means nobody again will control Lagos. The indigenous of Lagos are the ones that are going to control Lagos. They can form land policies. Do you get me? They may decide to say, you as a Yoruba man in Lagos, you'll pay 5,000 naira per annum for a land as Chenamere rent. Me as a Hausa man, I'll pay 10,000 naira. Igbo man will pay 1 million naira. This is why they're heading to war. Do you get me? So, now, unfortunately, again, the attitude of the Igbos have made the illiterate northerners who have not gone to school to realize now, I say they are powerful. They are the one who gave these people land to stay. They are the one who give them food by the power of God.
Yes.
They are the one who accommodated them by the power of God. Do you get me?
Yes.
Since Igbos can turn around and humiliate us, look at what they did to us. They, those people that they assemble about 400 of them and call them Boko Haram. Do you understand?
Mm.
Do you know that they killed them one by one? They were not moving in convoy. They made some of them to drink their urine.
Mm-hmm.
You also have to come and meet the president and tell him that, look, if one person is killed among these people, I'm telling you, no Iboma will come out of Kano.
Mm.
That was how they released the Hausa people from Jigawa and Kano, whom they selected and arrested and called them Boko Haram. Two, you are in Nigeria, I'm in Nigeria. Rochas was actually brought up in the north. But it is in his own state. That's why we are telling you, even the Amechi, the Rochas of color that are MP, we don't trust them. If they are on their own. Let me tell you this. They are on their own. Nobody can deceive us again. We are wise now.
Businessmen, they are businessmen.
No, what I'm telling you is that Rochas was in, he is running to Sultan. He didn't know Sultan has no significance in this government. Even last 2 days he was in Sokoto. He didn't know that even Sultan has no significance in this government. He was in this north. It was Rochas state, Imo state, that they started saying that Hausa people must have ID card to live in that state.
Yes.
Can you hear me? They say Hausa people must have ID card to live in state.
Yes.
Until when we mobilize our people there and say, okay, in that case, all Southerners must live north. Then Jonathan now realized that there was something going on. He said, no, these things have to stop. So are we mad? You get me? Count every five shops in this north. Four shops are owned by Igbos. What is Igbos' contribution in the economy? It's not trade. And fraudulent trade for that matter, including you, Igbo have cheated you. Unless you are not buying spare parts and tires and medicine. So or not so?
It's so allergic.
Do you get me? Yet we accommodated them. Is it going to Dubai to buy it, to bring fake drugs that we cannot do it? Now the plan is drugs now. No Igbo man will again sell drugs in this north. We are going to bring it from Kano. Drugs are brought by air. They are going to open massive cooler school cocoa rooms in Kano and import it all north, and maybe whatever we want to buy, come and buy from Kano. No Igbo will sell drugs again. We are tired of all this nonsense. We know how to control our places the way they control their own. What we are saying is that we are all Nigerians, but we are going to learn what they are doing in Southeast and do it in the north too. Simple.
Yeah.
We don't have ancestors, but if Buhari today, as president of this country, want to buy land in the east, he will go and negotiate everything. Tomorrow the chiefs will come and tell him that ancestors met them yesterday night and said they should not sell the land for them. So we don't have ancestors. Oh, we are betraying ourselves. We, our ancestors have told us that we have been careless. That's why we suffered for the past 6 years. We have to wake up now.
It's
a very serious thing. No. We cannot. Your society is already adulterated. That's why, to be honest to you, let me tell you, to be honest to you, we never wanted Buhari in this law. We wanted the Konkoso.
Yes.
We want,
that's what I'm saying.
If it is Konkoso,
the primary, Konkoso will have defeated Buhari.
Listen to me. Hey, you know the Tinubu and Co. prefer Buhari. Because can you hear me? Because Konkoso will have solved this North-South problem for us within 6 months.
Hmm.
In Kano, Konkoso got us all the Igbos and told them that all these drugs that he closed, all those fake drugs they are selling in Kano. They know him now.
Mm.
So that's why we wanted Konkoso to be the district. Igbos made in Abuja and won us after the election that they were the ones in charge of 75% of Abuja is their own. They should be given ministers. Can you imagine?
Mm.
Negotiate and say this is the governor they want with their rulers, everything. Igbo say no, he cannot be governor. Haba. In somebody's land. In somebody's land. Habakule. The arrogance is too much. So 10 years ago I warned it. I said the Igbos are building nation within our nation. They will engage us within our nation and reinforce from their nation. That is exactly what we saw during the tenure of Jonathan. Immediately we voted Jonathan. What we did to Jonathan in this north, Igbos in the north, their chiefs gathered and came to Aso Villa. To the glare of everybody on TV, they say it was nobody that voted Jonathan, but the Igbos were the ones who voted him. Did you not hear that one? Did you not read it? In our own land, Igbos say we didn't vote Jonathan. It was they that voted Jonathan. two, before elections again, they gathered themselves and came and met Jonathan, and met in Abuja and said that they are directing all Igbos in the north must vote Jonathan. We don't mind. We don't mind. Let them vote anybody. But can you do that in the south, southeast? They stop us from even voting. Let me answer this. Aminu alaikum salam.
Alaji.
Who's on it?
We call. Let's vote in the night. Alaji. Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
in the southeast, all houses in the southeast were prevented from voting. Find out. Yes, find out. But yet in our own land, they will stand and say that. It is their problem that forced Obob Lagos to say that if they don't, they try to frustrate the opposition of the Yorubas, they will send them to Osun. And I'm telling you, after 4 years, at least not we are liberal, but in the southwest, Kule, after 4 years, Igbos can never be useful and irrelevant again in the southeast. Wait and see. In fact, the plan of APC is that they are going to make alliance of Northwest Economic Development. The West has the ocean. Can you hear me?
Yes.
The North has agricultural produce.
Yes.
So what they are going to do, the government is going to develop all the agricultural and mineral resources in the North. And then they will put primary industries here. And then go and export, finally finish them in Lagos or Southwest and export them and bring back the money and share it between the two regions. Let them drink their oil. This is the plan on ground.
I mean, let's just pray for success of General Buhari. For that, the success is our success. For that, we can benefit better.
It's true.
That's our prayer now. That's our prayer here. Everybody is praying for his success, but that if he's successful, everybody is successful.
God help us. To the extent of living the way we are. Our prayer now is that may God remove the influence of the Southeast in our region. That's all what we are praying, left and right now. I'm telling you.
I like you, okay.
No. The Boko Haram, these people are caught red-handed with bombs. Who are supplying the weapons? Who killed General Shua? The thing we don't know. They were saying that they were revenging what they did to them in Biafra. Biafra was a war, it was a state war, trying to bring them back to the nation. Not so. Do you get me? Some useless videos started Boko Haram, but there was hand. Don't worry, investigation will reveal everything now. Don't worry. We were just a surviving patient looking at what has happened. That is typical Northern, that's how we are. Just look at what is happening. But we drew a line. 2015, they call it. It is the end of it. Whether anybody wins or don't win, is okay. That was our decision, honestly. And they met in Enugu, and listen to me, they met and saw it that in the event of cutting it, why will they put their people? That's why the man has to surrender now. Let him, in fact, some of us preferred him to have been resistant so that we redefine this country. I'm telling you.
A lot of casualties will be many.
Nothing like killing. Let everybody go his way. Is it not rain that is falling in the north now? We have the food. What is oil? Look at Niger. The Erano is still selling oil. He's bringing it from Niger. What is the big deal? It is when they met and saw the danger of any attempt. That was how they surrendered. But honestly, we have already made up our mind. Because we said to ourselves, even if you stay, they are going to kill you. Abi? And that Jonathan, from Namadi Sambo down to the lowest person in North is a Boko Haram. They can pick you whoever you are. We know that. At least we are part of the system. Thank you, Kule.
Well, I
agree. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes. Ready to find a boss. This is in a keke.
Okwu gbasara ihe njikwu osi atụ ya na ndị ugwu mgbe ahụ. mgbe ukwuchara ya na ọtụ na-esite pụta bụ ibe isi nke gbuo sepụta kugbu akụgbo chineke mekwa nke o ji bụrụ chineke mana ka anyị lewekere na ya ndị obodo anyị asị anyị na-ekwado onye ugwu na ọbata ha na nsogbu anya na onye ugwu abatara draịva ebunye na moto a gwara anyị na draịva bịa na ọ ga-eburu obodo anyị niile bụ naijiria wee gawa njem a mana draịva abanye na bụrụ naanị ndị ugwu ndị be ha chefuzie ndị biafra oke ngwa unu lezie anya ndị biafra unu ga-achọpụta na draịva ejiri na-akọ na uche wee keri obodo a ngwa na-ewe na anya abịa họpụta ndị sevis chiefs niile ọ bụrụ ndị ugwu ndị ugwu enwere afọ onye biafra nọ n'ihe ya ọkwa anya asa ụmụ igbo abịa chikwa azụ wee bịa họwa ndị e mere apọint dịka ndị ga-enekọta ihe dị n'obodo a onyeisi ndị amị onye ugwu onyeisi ndị nevi onye ugwu ma ndị na-elekọta akụnụba anyị ndị ugwu ndị ugwu onye ga-ahọkwụzi ndị ọchịchị onye ugwu kwa ọ pụtasị na biafra esozi na naijiria ihe aba ajụ ka m nwere ịjụ ngwa n'ezie enyela anya nkịta ọ dịka mba ụwa ọ na-achọ ịchọpụta na biafra ndị na-enweghọ ebe ha so na naijiria na wee si gịnị ka a ga-ekenye anyị n'ukwu na-abịa ha jeme miti ka gị na-enkata nacha wee si ka anyị kenye biafra boko haram ekenatago onye anyị boko haram na-ekwuru ọbịa anamaka onye igbo na-amaghị anya ka a na-ekwuru ọbịa jee were anya gị nke a bụ ozi prọfet bbc si ngwa ndị biafra kemgbe draịva bụ n'ime otu abụ naijiria anyị enyela anya ma enwere ofu ezigbo ihe nwere ike iteta n'eche ka emere ndị biafra si kwegoro anyị nkwa ma ya bụ na emeghị acha enweghọ anyị wee na-ege ntị dịka anyị nụrụ n'olu ụkọchukwu anyị si na onye abanyenara na common insurgents akwụsagbam ọdịze ka common insurgents ahụ na tọnzi bụ problem maka nke na nụkọ tụwanyị tụwanyị n'ebe dị iche iche nke chọgbuziri onwe ya bụ na ọ dị ka ya bụ ihe agbara sikogo na ana biafra mana ọ dọbụ na mgbago bifọ ụmụnne m dịka anụ m ajụ ndị asị anyị tụnyere onye ukwu na onye ukwu baha na nsogbu anyị ana anụ m ajụzi ogbu ike unu dara ka ọ na-ekwuchi unu ka ọ na-esetụrụ nke unu ka ọ bụ nọọ ihe igbo na-eme igbo ibe ha ọ bụrụ na enyere unu ego unu eme ka anyị mara na mmiri a na-eji mbọsị ọ ga-ezo ọ ga-amakwa na ma onye na-achịra ma ọ anụ m abịakwa
na anyị ga-anana anyị ga-anana anyị ga-anana Biafra ga-anana Biafra ga-anana Biafra ga-anana Biafra ga-anana Biafra ga-anana Biafra ga-anana anyị ga-anana
ngwa ụmụ Biafra dịkịrị n'anya kemgbe onye ndu obodo a bụ Odumegwuchukwu mụtara.
This is still Radio Biafra live presentation. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello, Deputy Director. Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Deputy Director, I'm so much glad the way things are going now. First of all, I want to thank you for your efforts. You are doing wonderful work. I'm so, so glad. And I say, may Chukwu Kikabiama bless you and your family in Jesus' name.
Amen. Bless you too, family of IPOB all over the world. Thank you.
Yeah. Deputy Director, the way things are going now, I'm so much glad.
Yes,
the whole world. The whole world has been. Yeah, the whole world are hearing about Biafra now. I'm so, so glad. Once again, thank you very much. Because of my airtime, I'm sorry for that. I will get back to you next time. So, once again, I say, may God bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Bless you too. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Keep on your wonderful work.
Thank you.
And sooner or later, we are going to get Biafra.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Call on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me?
I'm hearing you. Is there any trouble for?
Yes, speaking. Good evening. Welcome to the program. The radio is on. It's not good. Please, can you turn it off?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Next caller, your name and where you are.
Hello, good evening. Deputy Director.
Good evening. Welcome to my the name, program.
My name is Ugofenachi Amadi. This is my first time of calling. And I'm calling from Igbocha.
Yeah, thank you very much. Hello? Go ahead.
I want to thank you, Deputy Director, for what you are doing for the people of Biafra. I want to thank you. May God bless you. May God bless your family. May God bless the family of Nnamdi Kanu. May God bless his wife and his kids. And may God restore our Biafra in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you very much.
God bless you. Save this number. I'll be calling you from now. This is my first time.
Yes, I will do so. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Alright. Good night.
Yes, good night and God bless you. Yes, caller, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello, good evening. Welcome
good
to the program.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Thank you very much. Welcome.
This is Matthew from Aba. Is this Radio Biafra?
This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. Sir, I am commenting you on your job, what you are doing for us. I say, may God bless you people in Jesus' name.
Amen. Bless you too.
Amen. Yeah, my name is Mercy. I'm one of the people who lost during Nigeria and Biafran Civil War. So, till then, I did not get my people. So, it is because of this Biafra and Nigeria Civil War. Let me to stay without my people now. So I'm very happy that such a thing was happening to my face. And thank God that I'm alive to see our Federal Republic of Biafra. So I'm using this opportunity to thank few people in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello. Yeah, this is me. I'm Matthew. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Matthew. Thank you. Yes. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Call on the phone your name and where you are. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, hello. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead. You're wasting a lot of time. The next caller, your name and where you are.
Hello, my name is Imo Okori.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you.
I come from Igbocha, Biafra land.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm from.
Call on the phone your name and where you are. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone. Give us your name and where you are, please. Go ahead.
Hello, my name is Victor Kano. I'm calling from the area of Fridge. I'm doing a very good job out there. I say God, because I should bless you, bless your family, and bless our daughter, Nnamdi Kanu.
Thank you.
It's a good thing that this is happening in our time. all over the world. I want them to understand our cause, which is our cause in our time. Our forefathers fought, but it was so unfortunate. It was not that I was listening to it because when he was saying that the massacre of our people became genocide. I have the documentary on the hard bits of Nigerian history. Yeah, these people are very wicked. Very wicked people. Warren in person is a very wicked man. That has done a lot to us. And I think in Nigeria, I'm in River State, people are complaining how this, what will I even call him, has done to us. It is God that will judge him and his family. It is God that will give us our freedom. To go here and there now. He gives us our freedom. He grants us our freedom. And him alone is the living. Each and every one of you, thank you. You're doing a good job. Thank you very much. I appreciate all that you're doing.
Thank you.
This is my first time of calling.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you too, sir. I want to use this opportunity to all their friends all over the world. This is our time. This is our time. This is our season. We have to unite as one and catch it. If you look at from Biafra State down to Port Harcourt, that massive. We have land, massive land. There's no infrastructure, no farming. We have a lot of things that we need to start putting in place. It's going to benefit us.
Yes.
It's going to benefit us, and I want the world to know that what you are doing, you're doing a good job. I'm going to continue to bless you. If it comes to pass, we will enjoy everything that our forefathers fought for. It is our time. We have to take it. All the youths all over the world, it is our time. We have to take it. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you, my brother. Good night.
Good night. Thank you very much. Call on the phone, your name and where you are. Good evening, welcome to the program.
Speaking with Pastor Azubike Nwankwo, from Delta State, Biafra Land.
Thank you.
I want to ask world leaders.
Yeah, go ahead.
The question I want to ask them, let them see that what director is saying is a plain truth, straightforward truth, that Nigeria is a contraction. Not in Nigeria. We see Buhari, the pillow fire. He is the Nigerian Bar Association. He is judiciary. He is legislation. He is everything. The center of corruption. He is looking for corrupt people. But he is the incubator of corruption, Buhari. Tell me the good. He is pretending. Did he know what is human rights? Did he respect the law? The Buhari, who is saying of corruption, you see, I learned that Nigeria sent somebody to United Nations to go and lecture. What are they lecturing? What is Nigeria lecturing? What does Nigeria know to tell people about human rights? Did Nigeria observe anything about human rights? Did Nigeria have human rights? Nigeria don't know what is about human rights, and they are not supposed to talk about it at all, because there is not. You see, where the dictator, modern Idi Amin, is ruling, he controls everything at his own favor, and nobody, the lawyers, they cannot speak. Nigerian Bar Association, I don't know whether Buhari is the chairman of Nigerian Bar Association.
because it's their return.
Hey, it's terrible.
No, what I'm saying, okay, look at the man, the magistrate court has granted bail, Jonathan, twice, and he still holds him because of order and pressure that is coming from Aso Rock, from the Pinofi. The terrorist is extraordinary. They are saying they are looking for they are talking of terrorism. Who is terrorist? Is Buhari not don't have his own branch of terrorists? Who owns the group Boko Haram group of Shakau? Is it not his voice that he used to muzzle himself into Aso Rock?
It's terrible.
Now there is a man that tell you I'm from so and so place, see my identity, see everything, I'm a prince, and he's not hiding himself. Uchemefo is not hiding himself, but Simon Mage is not hiding himself. He are now what are we saying, sir? What are we saying? He's talking of terrorism, the terrorists. Who are the terrorists? Is it not Buhari? Is it not the Atiku? Is it not Babangida?
Exactly.
I have another thing to say. To talk to my brothers, who they use divide and rule, enter into their conscience, they remove to them that this thing is south, is south, south. They don't know that is fraud at the highest order to our detriment. And they are saying, is Igbo ourselves? What is Igbo ourselves? I choose you, my brother, one of the greatest commander. We call for my side. I will call him Chuzie Diopa. That is the elderly man. He's from where? He's from the Biafran soldier. What of the second man to Ojukwu, Philippe Effion? Is he an Igbo man? Even the from all look at things, the man who named this our side Biafra is not even an Igbo man.
Yeah, Pigo.
Now they are pursuing every person. They are not pursuing them. They leave Babangida, they leave Abusalami Abubakar, they leave Atiku, all those thieves. They are looking for Konji Wala. They are looking for Godwin Emefiele.
Soft targets.
They are looking for Pompolo. But my people will not come to their senses to know that these people want to eradicate every Biafra, and not only Igbo man. They want to eradicate every Biafra. Our people should stand up. They should realize that we are one. Because Igbo man, that they are telling you that Igbo man is your problem. Do you know there was a day how someone was telling me that our problem is people of Niger Delta, River State, that they seize their property. I say, they seize they do abandon property. You see, this divide and rule. They will tell us, they will tell the Igbo that this people is your problem. They go back and tell these people that Igbo is your problem. But our people are supposed to reason well. We're supposed to reason well and get up and fight this fight once and for all. Okay, well, there's something that happened in Abuja some few years back. Do you know that one of our brother from Akwa Ibom, he has a restaurant in Abuja. Then what happened is that the house has come there and usually this is their Sharia police arrest the owner of the restaurant. That is selling alcohol, is selling a dog. That is against their religion. Not against the Nigerian constitution, but it's against their religion.
Yes.
Before the people intervene and they went to court. Is there a Igbo man that do that? Yeah? Naibu man bomb Odi and the clear even the house.
the level everything. Naibu man carry a tabom from Akwa Ibom and Cross River City. That sell to Cameroon. Our people to reason well, know where our problem is coming, and that we have this problem we have is problem to every person. Once we get Biafra, every person will, even some of our stupid brothers from Igbo side, Ifeajuna Monday Obani, who is saying stupid things. Monday Obani, he says he's a lawyer. I don't know where he. I don't know whether he's a good lawyer or a fake lawyer. Whether maybe he pick a result somewhere. He told you Obani. Monday, he's speaking against Biafra. Because the his allegation, they don't get some small money for Lagos. And I hope he's listening to Radio Biafra to hear what Farouk Adamu, I've been waiting, what is that man name?
Yes.
And he's saying how they will relegate us to the background. They are answering the allegation. It will reach them one by one. It will reach them one by one, those who are against Biafra. All of them, but because, see, Biafra, it's a divine project. There's no person, any person that will be on the stumbling block. God is bulldozing every person now. Because they are not seeing. They are seeing it physical only. They are seeing it physical, but spiritually, God is doing very big work, even here and international. But people don't know that this is the last boss of hand. The Biafra is on our hand now. Nobody, if they will support, let them support. If they don't want to support, we will leave them. But they will know themselves. They will know themselves. They will, as soon as they will see it. Yobiano, the sabotage Yobiano. Look at all the houses. But then the sponsor Boko Haram. Do you know the type of sophisticated weapon that Boko Haram use? All those Awamajiri that is doing Boko Haram, can they buy it? Can they afford it? They cannot afford it. Easy, but bank that they use our money. They stole from Niger, from here, from Biafra land, to the sponsor Boko Haram.
Yes, thank you very much, my brother. And of
our people.
Try to summarize it. Try to summarize it so we take other calls. Thank you.
No, what I'm saying is that my brothers here, whether you are from Cross River, you are from Akwa Ibom, you are from Bayelsa, you are from Anambra, Imo, Enugu, Ebonyi, they should wake up. This is so. Fight for all of us and not one man. Even our rich people, look at our seaport.
Okay, yes, hello.
My credit, I'm exhausted. I will call later.
Thank you very much. Thank you. This is the Biafra Live Broadcast. We are here and very soon we'll be ending this program. There are so many calls coming in, but for some obvious reasons, we will be ending very soon. This is a live broadcast, not a recorded one. Some people are still asking whether it's a live broadcast. This is a live broadcast. And we are moving ahead. We are moving. Can one day be a part? Driver motor.
nakwa ndị nchekwa obodo agwara anyị na ya etinye ego ndị na-eme ihe gbasara ihe redio Biafra. Redio Biafra na-ekwu okwu dị na ha bụzie iche jide ndị Boko Haram, ọ bụ ha na-enye obodo a nsogbu. Nkwa ndị Biafra.
Call on the phone, your name and where you are.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
My name is Emily Kenjom. I'm from Kozikin in Abia State.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Thank you for your effort that you have been suffering all this while being director.
I don't know what's going on. The next caller, your name and where you are.
Good evening, my deputy director.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to...
Yes, you need to move away from your radio. Can you turn it off, Banyu, please?
I have already done that.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Very much. I'm very happy to reach my fellow Biafras all over the world and put our enemies, put our secrets, you know. I'm very happy to reach this place. And God bless all those who hear my voice. Put our enemies, because we know Biafra will come. Because it's a prophet of God, not a prophet of man. And no man on earth has it to stop. So now I want to talk to the pedophile, the blood taker, the animal himself, Muhammad Buhari. You see? And when last time when Pharaoh started for the throne of his captivity, when Moses cries, when God raised Moses to go and deliver the people, when Moses says to talk to Pharaoh, the cabinet of Pharaoh, so one Pharaoh said, I want my listener to listen very well, that one Pharaoh, the cabinet of Pharaoh, that one Pharaoh, you can't fight this fight, this is the finger of God. I love this city to God. So I'm referring this way to pedophile Muhammad Buhari. I don't know whether Buhari have the advisor like the Pharaoh of last time that can be able to advise Muhammad Buhari. This is the finger of God. You can't hold the Jaffa anymore. I think this Shoyinka has said that you can't hold Jaffa again. So I want to tell Muhammad Buhari to allow Jaffa to go. And if he leaves Nnamdi Kanu, not only Nnamdi Kanu, but all that you have held in secret cell, the Jaffa you have stayed for 30 years, he leaves all of them. I want to tell the people of the sea called Nigeria. If Muhammad Buhari wants to cause very great calamity to this country, he wants to cause very great calamity. But you people didn't seem to know because you people are poor, on this Ambavuli. Muhammad Buhari wants to cause very big problems to this country. Not at that time. Until when the day comes, you people are going to suffer it. This idiot, this animal will fly outside. The people is going to suffer. So now I'm telling you people, one very seriously to take off his hand near Jaffa. So I want to tell the whole world, especially David Cameron. David Cameron, you are not a god. Remember what God did to Nebuchadnezzar, when Nebuchadnezzar said to him. He showed himself that he is a God. Remember what God did to him. Remember what God did to Pharaoh when Pharaoh raised up, saying that he is a God.
Remember what God did to Pharaoh. Remember what God did to Goliath. When Goliath is watching and said, nobody likes him. Remember what God did to Goliath.
Of course. Thank you. Thank you very much. Go ahead. I'm hearing.
Remember what God did to Pharaoh. When Pharaoh want to kill the children of Israel, God turned the war against them, then killed himself. I'm telling you, Buhari and the Anko, the people, I know that these people are listening to Radio Joshua. Leave Jaffa to go. You can't hold Jaffa anymore. Tagger Jaffa, or we all perish. We really prepare. Buhari want to cause a great calamity to this country. And then we are telling you people, this is not going to be a mountain. Allow Jaffa to go. Allow Jaffa to go. Allow Jaffa to go. Thank you very much, my trustee director. Go on with your good.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. Call on the phone, your name, and where you are. They are not listening very well, of course. Begin to descend very soon. This is where they go. Can you hear me, the caller on the phone?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, the Radio Biafra.
This is Radio Biafra. Can you go ahead and make a contribution, please?
Yeah, my name is Obi Choma. I'm based in Taiwan here. Thank you, Deputy Director, for giving me this opportunity to express my views. Like we have always been saying, Biafra remains an ideology, not just the name of a people. I've come to realize that whenever the name Biafra is mentioned, people always begin to ascribe it to a kind of war. You know, they have always tried to intimidate our people by trying to sell this idea that the demand for Biafra restoration of freedom is akin to a demand for another civil war. Director Nnamdi Kanu has already done a great deal. Holding him now, as a matter of fact, is too late. You have no option other than to release that gentleman. A God-given man to the people. Nnamdi Kanu, our director, has done nothing wrong whatsoever to be kept in that gulag. The earlier they release this man, the better for Nigeria. The protests will still continue to go on because this is a luta continua. The struggle must continue until we achieve the objective. We are non-violent. We are peaceful people. We are demanding what is rightly ours and nothing more than that. This is the only quest the Biafran people are demanding. There is always a time for a change. The problem we have there is that people don't allow change to occur, and that is why Nigeria is not moving forward. The Biafrans have been subjugated. They have been intimidated. They have been deprived. They have continued to live a life that is below even third party in that contraction. As it is today, average businessmen cannot even conduct their business. You are in business of buying and selling, which is where our people find themselves, because that's the only place we are relegated to. Importation. You can't even send out cash. If you are in business with some foreign companies,
You can't even remit money back to them. What do they think our people will do? We have been tied. We have been pushed to the corner. So the only way out is to protest. Nigeria is very lucky. We are very sane and intelligent people that we are taking to the to peaceful protest, not even violent protest. But they should always remember this, that when you make peace impossible, violence becomes inevitable. This is the right thinking thing. So we are all urging the leadership of Nigeria to begin a process whereby they will swallow their pride and begin to see that there has been a change. There has been a change in ideology. There has been a change in reasoning. We must accept the world order. There has to be some form of reform. Referendum should be called and conducted. The House should begin to see things this way. When people seek no longer to be with you, you ask them why, and if their argument is superior, you give them the opportunity to go. This is the standard declaration of another United Nations Charter. Why is Nigeria different? World leaders are listening. They chose to keep quiet, not because they don't know, but because they want you to remain that way. They think this is still 1967. You see, one thing our people need to realize is this. International diplomacy, there is nothing like, please help me. People look at interest. That is pure and simple. If we die, they will not come. If we cry, they will not come. You know what they are looking for? They want to see how serious we are. When they see that their interest in Nigeria is beginning to be threatened, they will now begin to seek for a way for Biafra referendum. So we must keep up the pressure. We are doing what we are doing here, supporting our people. We are all IPOB members here and in diaspora. And I urge all IPOB members all over the world never to relent, never to surrender, never to succumb to intimidation from any quarter, even within ourselves. Because as it is now, people will begin to lose faith and people will begin to be compromised. Never give up until Mahdi Kanu, our director, is out, and we will charter a new course and how to move forward. I urge you, I thank you all, the leadership. I thank you, Mazit, before. You have been doing a great job. I urge God in His infinite mercy to keep guiding and protecting you and your family and all the families of IOB worldwide and in diaspora. I still remain very loyal to this cause, and in Biafra I belong, and in Biafra I will go.
You said thank you
so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you. This is Sudo Biafra live presentation, and on this particular instance and at this point we'll be ending this program, and we'll be back in next couple of hours. What else can I say? We have deliberated, we have rubbed minds together, and we thank God Almighty, who is the author and finisher of this project. We ask Him to continue to protect His servant Nnamdi Kanu. We ask Him to continue to fight against those who fight against our leader Nnamdi Kanu. And we ask Him to continue to renew us. We ask Him to continue to revive us, and more importantly, may He help us to restore Biafra. Thank you very much, and God bless you. This is a sincere Luis Chairman 4 at this particular point in time, signing off. We'll be back in the next couple of hours. Thank you.
Upon you, Google. Driver, upon you. Get
Biafra, mana sama jiro ku bidia. Ekelem ka palu ndu ku nono ka wado problem. Ndi Biafra, kwa kambu ni ebe ndo bi ndi ana afuga sha fra ku ndu ku ebelina. Na sai bo wisi ana nyewe. Ndi chigoro ma ki ihe ego na chichi. Wela ko lucha. Ihe ba tu ma tu ndu afuga abia me ko bodo abro bodo. Oke ga na nu wo ki bia. Wa ya na nu wa ni bia. I'm gonna go get my boss.